This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Just 15 days remain till Governor John Bel Edwards' self-imposed deadline for legislative leaders to agree on a fix for the fiscal cliff.
January the 19th, the day we present our executive budget proposal.
Though there's been no official word on where negotiations stand, the governor's proposals are fairly straightforward.
We make permanent the reductions to tax credits, deductions, and rebates that are going to sunset at the end of this fiscal year. We compress the income tax brackets and reduce the excess itemized deductions from 100% to 50%. The fifth penny will roll off the books as scheduled, and the four pennies that we keep, we will clean those from exemptions. Finally, I would expand sales tax to certain services. So this is a classical way to lower the rate and broaden the base as it relates to the sales tax.
If it sounds familiar, that's because the components have been tried as bills in sessions the past 2 years. And the governor admits some parts do sound similar to the Stelly plan.
There are some portions that deal with the individual income tax, which is what Stelly dealt with primarily. One is on excess itemized deductions, which under Stelly actually were zero.
And then there's the change to tax brackets, though the governor expects the recently enacted federal tax reform to affect those numbers.
It could have a positive impact because of corporate and individual income taxpayers paying a little bit more to the state because their deductions for their federal tax liability are going to be smaller. And so if that happens, then we certainly wouldn't have to move the brackets as much as would be the case without that assistance.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.